Every Memorial Day, we remember our family and friends who have passed. Many communities will also remember their veterans, and that's certainly true in Columbus, Nebraska, where a unique military memorial not only pays tribute to the soldiers, but also a very important inventor who General Eisenhower said won the war for the Allies. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
Robert Whitney Walgren says his hometown is also the birthplace of a man who changed the face of World War II.
Andrew Jackson Higgins was raised in Columbus.
Higgins left his native Nebraska to begin a lumber business in Mobile. He later began building shallow draft boats that can navigate the swamps of Louisiana. It was a skill he first learned navigating the shallow rivers around Columbus. They would become known as Higgins boats and would become the landing craft for soldiers hitting the beaches of World War II.
The military was telling him how to build them. He wouldn't listen to them. He'd build them the way he wanted to and made them work.
Over 20,000 boats were manufactured during the war years. General Eisenhower once remarked that Higgins was the man who won the war for us. Fast forward over 50 years, and students in a history class in Higgins' hometown of Columbus, Nebraska, thought they should honor this hometown hero.
Our teacher in history, Jerry Meyer, started this with his class.
Meyer served three tours in Afghanistan. In his absence, Walgren and others in the community began to assist with fundraising for the memorial, an impressive display of soldiers arriving on a beach thanks to the Higgins boat.
The kids in class came up with different things they wanted to do. They have a lot of stars in the concrete, sand under those stars from each one of the beaches that this boat during the war has gone to.
Higgins held 30 patents for amphibious landing craft. He died in 1952 and is buried in New Orleans. The memorial here in Columbus was dedicated in 2012 and has become a place to remember the sacrifice of those who struggled to take back those beaches and win the war. It's a special place of significance as Americans salute their heroes on Memorial Day. Traveling the countryside in Columbus, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McRae.